Hey guys, welcome to today's meditation. We're in our fourth week of daily meditation, so congratulations that you keep on trucking on. I'm really happy to know so many people are listening, even if you can't listen every day. It makes me happy to know that you're listening to some of them. So today we're going to look at the photographs, or a photograph, by a French photographer named Elliot Erwitt. And I'm sure you've seen some of his photographs at some point. Maybe you didn't know they were his, but he has some really famous images. He is primarily a black and white photographer. And he kind of was like Henri Cartier-Bresson in that he was able to capture decisive moments where there's a story within just a split second. And the reason why I chose him and his work for this, our theme, which is the flaw of assuming that all things are real, is partly because photographs have this this special way of telling a story, but sometimes it's not even the truth of what really happened. You know, you can read so much in an image, and oftentimes when you look into the history of an image, you realize that whatever it's telling you or whatever you think you knew is not what really went down. And so I think that's always good to keep in mind when looking at photographs, especially in today's day and age where we have so much social media and very selective images about people's lives being portrayed. And oftentimes it's not real at all. So keep that in mind. But I also chose this particular image of Elliot's because it's kind of funny. These two men at this gallery in New York, I think it was taken in 1963. And there's nothing on the canvases that they're looking at. They're having what appears to be a conversation about this art, and when you look at what they're talking about or what they're referencing or standing in front of, it's just blank canvases, and it just makes me smile, kind of. It makes me think about how much time we all spend jibber-jabbering about total nonsense and things that don't even really matter, maybe aren't even real, just figments of our imagination. So that's what we're sitting with today. So go ahead and have a seat, and we will begin our meditation. So begin by dropping in into your body, into your breath, and scan your physical body, but also your headspace for any holding on that you might be doing, holding on to tension, and holding on to thoughts of the day. Release your jaw, in particular release your tongue, and allow that softening in your mouth and your throat to affect your brain, soften the talking, the chatter going on in your own mind. Give yourself some time for this chatter and the talking to settle, and maybe it doesn't settle, and that's okay too. Just take the time to sit and breathe. Always keeping in mind that the thoughts running through your head are not always fact, not always reality. A lot of it's stuff that we just make up to tell ourselves and carry on a dialogue or a belief system. So let those those conditions to set aside and shut off, and do your best here to touch base with that part of yourself that is below the surface of all your thoughts on the surface, creating all the ripples and eddies. Go under, dive under here, and just touch base with that vastness as you breathe. thank you guys for joining me for today's meditation. And your homework as you go out about in the world is to just observe what you talk about with people. And check yourself if you're talking about things that aren't real, like just talking about gossip or other things, or just continuing that dialogue of assuming that all things are real. Just check in, observe. Don't be like the two guys in the photograph, jibber jabbering about nothing. And I hope you have a great day. I'll talk to you later.